And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Man, been a busy morning. I don't know that I've ever seen this many text questions roll through. And, like, I mean, there's some technical fish cooking, processing, fish care questions. It's been a great time. So much cool information with the team from Fisherman's Processing here, Corey.
A lot of fun, Rick. It's super enjoyable. And you want to join us. Check this out. I mean, could it be any cooler than this? Not only having Melanie and Sean in studio, but having a $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. You can actually choose your own. You can choose a sweatshirt, whatever fits within that $300. And I know from doing it, you could actually add on. So if you want to purchase maybe something that's $20 over that $300, you just put it on your card and you're done.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, it's super easy. So you can do that by giving us a call at 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. Like you said, Rick, a ton of text coming through and a lot of good questions. And, man, even Jeff from Sushi on a Roll giving us info, right?
That's pretty cool, yeah. Man. Well, hey, speaking of great texts and great info coming through, I had another one. Good morning, gang. Sean and Melanie, can you give us a volume comparison of last year versus previous years to help us all comprehend the importance of as much of a reservation notice as possible? And can you speak to the importance of a timely pickup of your processed fish? That's from Dave Rohde in Poway.
Great question, Dave. Appreciate it. Volume-wise, like we talked about in the beginning, it's 2 to 3 times the volume that we normally would see. Put that in terms of freezer space, we went from a 20 by 20 freezer at our old store, and then when we moved, we made it a 20 by 40. So we doubled it. And 2 years ago, we filled it and barely made it through the season. Last year, we rented a 10 by 20 in addition to our 20 by 40.
Wow.
And we were at capacity the whole time. So, yeah, freezer was full completely. So then that's the second half of your question is, you know, picking up your fish. It's crucial during the height of the season that you pick it up as soon as possible and within 2 weeks. Otherwise, we run the risk of not being able to service people because we won't have room in our freezer to put fish.
And as a customer, I mean, that's a pretty fair service to have it processed and given a 10-day to 14-day period. I mean,
yeah.
That's very honest and
we think so.
Lenient, really.
It's lenient, and you know, and it's crucial that they do follow that request
to keep the system rolling cleanly.
We got to make room for the next load. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's super fair.
Yeah, totally. Good call. Well, hey, the phone lines are packed up. If you want to get your chance to get through, we do have an open line. Haven't had one since the beginning of the show. 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Sean and Melanie, but also win that gift certificate to Costa Del Mar. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Yeah, Benson from Hidden Meadows. He wants that chance at $300 gift certificate to Costa. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, love the show. A 30-year listener. Couple quick questions. One about the PCS show. Is that thing going to have a larger volume of vendors than the Del Mar show had?
You know, I mean, I don't know what the number is compared to one to the other. I know that it's just going to be another great show and lots of attendees. So, you know, I mean, I think we'll all be surprised. This will actually be my first opportunity to go into PCS. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be the first year the Fisherman's Landing Tackle has had a display there. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a great show. In terms of volume, I don't have an answer, but I know that it's going to be a really good show and super looking forward to it.
And I was listening to the show yesterday and listening to Bill, and it sounded like a lot of fun, actually. And Benson, I mean, just the music and the outside vendors of food coming in and just, I mean, a true, you know, like he says, a festival for sport fishing.
It's cool, too, that the setup is in a bunch of different halls that all kind of flow into the other, and every one of them has things to offer. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, hey, this hall is only this kind of stuff, and this hall is only that. Like, all of them have retail opportunities. All of them have small business guys. All of them have clothing. All of them have Fresh and Salt. Like, you're literally just going to get to, you know, cruise through the show and check out everything there is in sport fishing. And, yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Sounds like an awesome atmosphere.
I'm pumped. Yeah, it's going to be good. And it starts next week, man. Thursday, it's on. And
isn't that crazy? Yeah. Thursday, man.
What are some of the things that we could look forward to at the Fisherman's Processing booth? What kind of things are you guys going to have and offer? And, you know,
definitely all of our rubs and spices. We're going to have specials on all that, show specials. We're a 20-foot booth. We're gonna
Old
booth. Yeah.
What about can we make reservations up there, or can we talk to you guys about the process, that kind of stuff? I mean, I'm sure that you know, that's a big part of it too. You know, this is one of our opportunities to see Melanie not at the top of the dock. So, you can kind of at least guide us through the process of the text and reservation system and all that kind of stuff.
We won't be taking down written reservations at the show. We're just gonna keep, you know, helping people text in the reservations.
Even though it's as easy as you've already explained, but you can at least help a guy walk through the process, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool.
And for a customer to be able to enjoy talking with Sean or Melanie at the show, it's a lot different than having the dock day and just busier than heck and not really being able to have that connection, but to have it at the show.
Oh, it's really important. It's cool. We love it. We've been doing the show for a few years now, and it's great to see our customers in a different light when you're not so busy and not such
a chaotic environment.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. I mean, you said you got to secure your gear, you got to come find Melanie, you got to figure out what the cut's going to be like. It'd be nice to kind of go over all of the options that exist at the right pace for it.
Exactly.
That's cool. Hey, we're pumped. Well, hey, great question. Very much. Hey, how about a text one that came through? I love Fish FP Gourmet seasonings. The only problem I have is that I don't use them fast enough, and as a result, I end up with a little bit of clumping over time. I currently store them in my original packaging. Any advice on how to eliminate or minimize the clumping? Thanks in advance for such an easy-to-use product. That's from Dave in San Diego. And I know, Corey, you mentioned at the beginning, like, that was one of the things that you liked so much, was just that there was no... There's
anti-caking and extra stuff put into it. I mean, Sean and Melly could speak on it, but I could tell you, if you end up with any kind of clumping or anything like that, the little bag they're kept in, just press it.
Exactly.
Break it apart.
That's what I do.
Same.
Break down the clumps. People like that.
I'm the same, too. Like, I'm not good at using... I'm like a hoarder of that stuff, which is so dumb, but, like, I like it a lot.
It's so cool.
Yeah, but
I understand.
But I'm with you. Like, I like that it's not the big box thing, that there's some gnarly ingredient that none of us could ever pronounce that just keeps that from happening. Like,
exactly.
You know,
we're going to keep it that way. It's important.
Please.
You use real ingredients to make all that stuff. And it's all, like you said, it's all made. You make it. Like, it's made in-house. Like,
yep.
So you actually, like, explain that. Like, some of it's smoked and actually put in the smoker.
Yeah, some of the ingredients are
the salts and
A lot of the herbs, not the herbs so much, but the salts and some of the spices are all smoked in-house, and then we include those in the ingredients.
How cool is that?
I dig it, man. That's fun. Right on. Well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
How about Mike? Mike calling from Rosemead. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Mike.
Hey, thank you for picking up my line. Are there ever instances where you lose contact with the customer and you have this overload of fish that you don't know what to do with, or you have some areas where you might take leftover fish to?
Yeah, what happens if there's excess, or if a guy comes back from his trip and
he's caught too much fish?
Yeah, all of a sudden, like, it seemed fine while the trip was going, and all of a sudden you look at the pile at the end of it, and oh my God, what did I do?
Well, a really good thing that we have a system that makes it really easy is if you have friends that want fish, you go ahead and set up and make it, you know, you find out ahead of time if you have any friends, set up an invoice for them. We can mark that fish for them, and they can cover their own processing. That's one really good way to do it if you caught too much fish.
You've done that for me multiple times, and on a long-range trip, catch a couple fish. Like, hey, I'm not going to be able to utilize more than a couple of them, but I know my buddy wants one. Hey, literally, call Melanie. Let's set this up on my number, and then he can have it I mean, then he's not, like, getting some of my fish. It's his own processing orders if he went on the trip.
And he can specialize the way he wants his own fish cut, too. And if it needs to be shipped, we totally separate it. We put a new tag on it completely. So we re-tagged a fish.
And I have heard from multiple people, like, hey, man, I was overwhelmed. Like, I caught more than I want. I mean, it can be an expense when you're talking hundreds of pounds. And if you're doing that just to cover somebody else's cost, like, this really helps, too. Like,
Sure. They're
paying for their processing. You're not paying for the fish that you're then just giving away to somebody else.
Exactly.
That's a good move.
Exactly.
That's a really clean way of doing it, actually, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I go out and catch 3 50-pounders and I only want one, and like Mike from Rosemead going out and wants to donate one to his buddy, but his buddy's got to pay for it for the fish processing. So cleanly done.
That's a good call.
I like it.
Yeah. Hey, another fun text. I've been really excited for the show. Thanks so much to Sean and Melanie for joining. Always fun listening to the pros on fish care. I'm getting ready to pull some fish out of my freezer now. With how busy Fisherman's Processing has been, every once in a while you get stuck having to do it yourself at home. That happened for me last year. What are a couple of tips Sean could give us to help with end up cleaning fish at the house?
Couple tips: don't make a mess in the kitchen because your wife will kill you. So maybe set up a table out in the yard and do it that way. But one of the key things is getting from the fish coming, the meat coming off the bone to getting vacuum sealed. That the time between those two processes is crucial. You want that to be as short as possible. So off the bone and in the vacuum pack bag. So if you end up having to flay like one fish and then bag that one fish, it's better than flaying 10 fish and then bagging 10 fish. So do one fish at a time, because you want that from bone to bag time to be as short as possible.
That's a good tip. I think, but I'll share another one that you have shared with us on previous shows. It was a big one for me. Was the cleanliness of your knife and cleanliness of your like cutting area. What a big difference that makes of not introducing like extra bacteria unnecessary to your fish. You know, like when you make a cut, have a rag to wipe your knife off of. When you took the fish off the bone. You know, I now, thanks to you, like, I just keep a wet rag and a bucket, and I wipe my cutting board down, you know, in between a couple of those processes.
Yeah.
Like,
what's really important about the clean cutting surface is you don't have to rinse the fillet off. It's nice. Water doesn't ruin it. And sometimes you just have to rinse it off because you got scales and stuff on it. But if you can avoid that, it's best.
The less contact, the better.
Yeah.
Now, what about this scenario? Like you said, sometimes it has to happen. Sometimes you got scales on it or some blood or got it, whatever, and you need to get it cleaned off. Do you pat it dry? Are you obsessing about that? Like, what do you, you know, maybe for Rory's sake, he's at home and he's cutting his fish and he's getting ready to backpack it. How much moisture do you get off the fillet before it goes into the bag? What's that process like?
You go ahead and rinse it if you
got
to rinse it.
Yeah,
no
you got to. You got
no,
to.
You, yeah, but if you go to bag it, it's just dripping with water. Yeah, you use a paper towel and get some of that water off.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, when you make your fillet pile before you start bagging, you want to like put it on paper towels or something to wick away the liquid that's you don't want it sitting in its own juice, you know.
I have Raymond is my fillet, but like I don't do a ton at home. But when I do, like I'm a Costco best friend. Like I burn through some serious paper towels when I'm doing that kind of stuff at home. Like whatever, buy it in bulk and just don't worry about it. Like I like your product just turns out so much better when it goes into that bag clean and dry. Like it's a pile to set it on. It's a pile to clean it up. I pat them again before I put them in the bag. Like I'm pretty obsessive about that.
I'll tell you something I do at home that works really well. And I take a clean piece of cardboard and lay the cardboard out. And when I'm done, like with a halibut or like I just got one 10 days ago, right? Mm-hmm. I literally fillet the thing out and then lay the fillet on the cardboard, and it is an incredible absorbent.
Yeah.
Like, it will, I mean, if you're a home kind of dude like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it works. Anything to wick away that.
It really does. Yeah. It works really well.
That's a great tip.
Just something to remember.
Yeah, good tip. Roy, appreciate the text very much. Corey, let's hop back into the phones.
How about Doug? Doug calling from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Appreciate you joining us.
Doug? Yeah, I was wondering if, say, on your you make a reservation, but you got too much fish to fillet ahead of you. So, can you put stuff on a waiting list for the following day, or how's that? Would that work?
I don't know if I understand the question. Can you repeat it?
No, suppose that there's so many fish you fillet ahead of you that you're the last one for the day. So I was wondering if you guys run out of room or what.
I think if you've got a reservation,
you're in.
You're getting cut, right? Like, I think that's what's his concern. Say there's, you know, you can handle 20 reservations. Doug was concerned if he was number 20, does that mean there's a possibility that he won't get cut and it's got to get pushed over a different time?
If we take a same-day reservation, it's our goal, unless something horrible happens, that we are going to take care of you. We're not going to let you down.
If you've got your reservation, you're getting cut.
You're in.
You know, and there are just going to be times, just like a restaurant, you know, like when you're full. It is what it is. You can't call Roost Chris and be bummed that, you know, I want a reservation for 7 o'clock on Valentine's Day. Like, when you're full. Mm-hmm. I know it's a bummer, and you guys overwhelmingly pride yourselves on taking care of everybody, but you can only do what you can do, and when reservations are at max, but it's an unfortunate scenario, and that's what it is.
But no fail, Rick. We've already mentioned it 150 times here on Let's Talk Hookup. Here's the telephone number. I'll give it to you right now because it's going to be 151, 619-255-3128. You text that number, and you're in.
Yeah.
But there's going to be people, after we mention this 350 times, that have forgotten to text that number. Once you make your reservation on the Shogun, the RP, the Independence, whatever boat you're going on, you should be texting that number and making your reservation for fish processing.
Yeah, and there are certain days we're already full. I mean,
I'm sure.
And you'll get a text message.
But you're going to know.
The text message, if you read it carefully, does not say no. It says, check with us the morning you return, and if fishing conditions change, we'll be able to take care of you. So we're taking reservations up to where if fishing's good, we're full.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll get a message like, sorry, we can't take your reservations, but check with us because fishing conditions change all the time, and we may not get as much fish as we thought we were going to get. We can take you same day, even though we say, check with us later.
Right. We have dealt with you for a lot of years. Like, we already know you're as accommodating to a fault of your own. You know, I'm sure you guys say yes to way too many things than you should, but that's exactly it. You know, get your reservation in early. If you didn't make the line, then check when the day comes, and, you know, best case, in the worst case scenario, buy a Fish Pro knife and away you go.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Corey, let's find out what's going on the water.
Yeah, and it's sponsored by the one and only fishing processing in San Diego. It's a Fish Pros in processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. How could I butcher all that up, Rick, when they're sitting right next to you?
They're fish butchers.
Right, exactly. I know it. And they have Fish Pros to market. You can purchase their fresh or smoked or jerky fishes or spice or rubs or smoked cheese or tuna burgers and poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations. Here we are 152 times telling you to text 619-255-3128. And you guys will be up at the PCS show this coming week, too. So stop by and say hello.
You got it. Well, hey, let's find out what's going on. Your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, Melanie, Sean, Rick, Corey. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Very, 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 very excited about what's about to happen here. Kelly and I are packing our bags right now. We got so much stuff to bring to that PCS show. Make sure everybody stops by our booth because we'll have plenty of free stuff if you wear one of my shirts. But as far as fishing goes, and Corey and I talked about this last month when we were having this phenomenal amount of rain, this is going to be so good for fishing in Southern California. This runoff, the nutrients, everything that's happening right now going into the ocean, it is a win-win-win. Corey can tell you, because we're same age, and Rick's dad could tell you if he was still around. This is nothing but good. My dad would say it all the time. The rain is phenomenal for fishing. My dad would say it all the time because it brings all the nutrients into the ocean that have been missing for so long. The inshore fishing, the halibut fishing, the sea bass fishing, the yellowtail fish. It's going to be phenomenal. So everyone just needs to relax and watch the rain come down and be happy about it, Rick. It's going to be okay. It's going to be good.
Nope.
And something that Brian Woolley mentioned, was the 52-degree water. And I love hearing that because Well, I don't
also,
love it.
Also, nope.
Right, right. I don't love it for the minute. I don't love it for the moment. But when you look at the future, when that water hits 57, 58 degrees, it's going to be as good as it gets. Just trust me. It's 60.
It is.
When it hits 60, it's going to be really good inshore.
63 degrees.
It's going to be epic.
Sunny, blue skies, no rain, no wind, epic fishing. That's it. That's what I want. I live in San Diego, damn it. I want it to be perfect always. Fighting bluefin, foamers right offshore, good calico bass in the kelp. Steady current, down and in. That's it. That's the only time I'm happy.
Dave, I have a question for you. Because you do know, like, the rain being beneficial and adding nutrients, what has happened after our rainiest years? What is the following season or two that follow the rainiest seasons we have?
Well, that barracuda came, that anchovy came in mass numbers, and then those fish that have been absent. I think Melanie and Sean are going to have to get some more freezer space after listening to them. Because when that dumb tuna shows up that we haven't seen, and it's dumb, it's going to make everybody look really good. All these guys that are killing bluefin, can you imagine when the stupid tuna come, the ones with the long fins on the side?
That's exactly.
Oh, my gosh. They are.
Because I knew you, and all I had to do was bait the hook. You ate that 10-ounce circle hook right there.
Oh, yeah, that dumb tuna. When the dumb tuna shows up, fisherman's process is going to be overwhelmed because that fish is about as dumb as it gets, and it loves to get in the white bag. It loves that white bag. Yep. So I think if you're going to – I know Pete says it every year, the albacore are coming, but, man, this is – the table said, and I talk to Webster all the time, and he believes that the amount of water that moved the last few days offshore is mind-boggling, and it bringing down that water from up north that fish has been living in. So let's see what happens, Corey. All I can tell you is I think it's going to be spectacular.
I like the way you think, buddy. That's great, Dave. Well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing you next week at the PCS show. I know will your saltwater guide have its own booth? Are you doing seminars? How do we find you up at the big show?
Yep, I'll be speaking every day. On Thursday and Friday, I speak at 1 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday, I speak at 11 o'clock. I have a 20-foot booth in the sport fishing hall there. And one thing I wanted to ask Melanie and Sean real quick, what about my guys, my private boater guys? What about them? I haven't heard that talked about today. Can they make reservations?
We don't take reservations for drop-offs. You just want to check in with us and, you know, kind of see the availability for that.
Okay.
Yeah, and we try to take care of you guys, of course.
But yeah, great.
Nice.
A big fish come back with a 200-pounder. I'm sure a lot to do with the volume of the day. You know,
exactly.
If you happen to go fishing on a day when the Royal Polaris and the Shogun and the Royal Star and all those guys came back, you might be full. And if it's a day where, you know, it's in between those two and Raymond's got a sharp knife and he's ready to cut it, hell yeah, bring him on.
Exactly.
All right.
All right, Dave. Well,
perfect. Thank you, guys.
We're going to look forward to seeing you at PCS. Again, show starts Thursday. We'll look forward to seeing you in the booth. And if somebody wants to be a part of your saltwater guide, how do we do that?
Gang, I'm super active all over social media. Just type in your saltwater guide on any social media platform. I post 3 brand new videos every day. I do a live show Monday through Friday at 12 o'clock. I will see you guys at the show. Rick, I'll see you Wednesday morning when we're all setting up our beautiful booth.
Look forward to it, buddy. See you then, Dave. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right. Hey, and the code this week, if you want your fishdope.com is hook up now, and it's lowercase, no space, hook up now. There
it is.
You
20 bucks off of a new membership. And if you see Jason and all the guys at the show, you can go up to them and still use the code in person. So if you're at the show and tell the boys, hey, I want that, let's talk, hook up code, hook up now, they'll still save you 20 bucks even at the show off of a new membership.
How cool is that?
Yeah, pretty sweet.
Get to see the boys and Gamakatsu too. They'll have some great deals at the PCS show. Turner's Outdoorsman, buy 2 packs of Gamakatsu, get one free. Buy $30 of Gamakatsu items and receive a free G-Box 3200, and you'll be entered into a grand prize drawing. Plus, get the new Gamakatsu, what is that, Rick? EDC. Explain that.
So that is their scented bait products,
okay.
You know, like an artificial bait that's, you know, stays in its own Ziploc.
I gotcha.
And, yeah.
Yeah, very, very, very cool.
And they're going to have their fillet knives and a 30% off. Go buy the Kamikatsu booth for more details and information. That's a good one for sure.
Yeah, no
doubt. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald here to tell you that the Hall Shows are back. Bart Hall Shows February 16th through the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March 29th through April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Share the passion of outdoor recreation as we celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows family fun.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. Or your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat. You need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome
back to Let's Talk.
What does
that even mean? Having a great time here this morning with Zahn and Melody, man. It has been such a busy show. It's one of those things that, like, what you guys do is such part of, you know, it is the other part of our sport fishing trip, man. I can't imagine life, you know, I forgot what it was like before having this service, and it's just, you've gotten us all so trained on the next level.
We can all remember what it was like before the service. Honestly, I mean, it was really, when Tim Ekstrom's in there every time, I thank him, because what they've done with the RSW and then going all the way to Booger on the three-quarter day or full-day trips has revolutionized the industry, really, for fish care. And what's the other step is having the fish processing when you get back to the dock. And there's fisherman's processing.
Yeah. I take less fish home on a trip than I used to, and I'm better at utilizing it because of the product that you guys take.
There it is.
It's such a valuable commodity.
Totally.
It really is.
I love it. And it's just fun. And the preservation that you get out of it, the smoked and jerky bags, like, dude, it lasts so long. And come football season, like, there's little more than I liked, and, you know, ripping open a a peppered jerky and a smoked fish thing and having some friends over and having a cold one and, you know, having that. It's just, it's a really cool thing to have on hand. And we're, yeah, we're really stoked to have you guys.
I have a question. Do you always have that smoked cheese available? I mean, I've been in a few times.
Usually, yeah.
And to be able to go get a smoked piece of Gouda and a smoked piece of fish and spend $20, I mean, it's like the best thing I ever bring home. My wife is so stoked.
We actually have it in store right now in our shop. We have a 6 blocks of cheese for $30 deal going.
You're kidding me.
Wow, so that's really good.
Now's a good time to stock up, and it does last a while.
Wait. 6 blocks of cheese. So you could, I can see it right now. You have your refrigerator. You open it up. You've got all the different styles of cheese.
Gruyere, Gouda. You know,
$30.
Cheddar, pepper jack. We have
$30.
$30 for six blocks of cheese.
What's the most popular? Would you say?
Like, Gouda's probably Gouda.
Okay, that's cool. And then how about of the jerkies that you guys do? What would you say is most popular?
I would say it's teriyaki.
Okay, and with tuna.
Smoked yellowfin.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, and salmon's right up there though too.
Okay. All right. I dig it.
That sounds so delicious.
Yeah, I know. I'm ready to try some smoked salmon myself.
All right. Hello.
Pete brought us a little taste of that, so we'll be doing that. Well, the phones are absolutely packed up. It's been a very busy morning. If you want to get through, there is still plenty of time for you. 213-432-1090. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Yeah, let's go to Chuck. Chuck calling from Dana Point. Appreciate you joining us, Chuck. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. See you guys at the show. It's going to be great. I can't believe we survived all those days without the coolers and everything hanging our albacore and all the bonita and stuff on the sacks. It's just a hose. And now we've come so far. Now, say everybody on the boat has a fish. I usually try and give a fish away to somebody that didn't catch one, you know, spread the love. But if I come into you guys, is there a barter system where, say, I only want one of my 50-pounders, like Corey was saying, and trade you in the other two and get my stuff done? Do you have anything like that?
No, we don't do anything like that because what would we do with the extra fish? There's nothing we can do to recover any costs or anything like that because it's sport-caught fish. So there's bartering is not something you can do with a sport-caught fish. So we don't have anything set up like that.
You guys have to draw a very hard line because FP Gourmet offers killer smoked tuna, but you cut smoked tuna for anglers, and they are too very different black line on the ground, different businesses.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's commercial fish in our
it's commercial fish that you go out and purchase.
Yeah. And have all the documents that I purchased.
Of course.
And then the sport caught fish is kept completely separate from that.
No mixing of the two.
None.
But a good question nonetheless, man. Appreciate it very much, Chuck. This is a good text that came through, I thought. It says, hey, great show, guys. Question for Sean and Melanie. How many days or weeks do I have to pick up my fish? And also, what happens to the carcasses? Is there any chance I can get my leftover back for lobster fishing? That's from Jeff in Mission Viejo.
Oh, that's a good purpose right there.
As far as storing it with us, up to 2 weeks is what we prefer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, if you want your carcass back, absolutely, you just have to request it at the time.
And probably a little more timely if you're going to be doing that, too, because you got to, you know, you're probably not wanting to store big fish carcasses at the same
definitely.
Time.
Yeah.
But again, you'll make it happen.
Sure.
Yeah. Less time on a carcass, but you'll make it happen.
Yeah. If you want carcasses and stuff like that, that's more of like a same day service request.
I would think so.
So it's just, we don't have room in our freezer for carcasses.
Totally. Cool. Hey, great question, Jeff. Thanks a lot very much. How about we jump back to the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Robert? Robert Cohn from Canning Country. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Morning, guys. Great show. So I have a couple of questions. One question being, so are you thinking of expanding your same-day service? About a month ago, tried to get a reservation for August 12th, and it's already booked. I understand your freezer situation. And my second question is there anything that we can do for Melanie, you know, candy, flowers, anything that we can do to up our chances?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, August 12th, I even know that date because it's
all
crazy.
Collide.
They're all coming in. Yeah. There's like 7 long-range boats coming in that day. So that's where you're running into a problem there. Expanding, I mean, not really. I mean,
you guys already, I mean, you went from Liberty Station and went to Old Town where you expanded huge.
We did, but it's just we're running, we got eight to ten fish cutters and a whole gang of people doing bagging and you know, loadouts. We're about as big as we can. We can't fit anybody else in that.
Yeah. You're as efficient as you can be, and yeah, it's still more fish than can be handled.
Yeah. And these are extraordinary years. I mean, on a normal year, we're going to handle this stuff very easily.
Yeah.
These are just extraordinary years, and we're pushing our limits already. But there is definitely, you know, like June 2nd, everybody's wanting to make reservations for June 2nd. Seven boats coming in that
sure
day.
I just keep thinking about like a restaurant. That's Valentine's Day. That's Mother's Day. That's Father's Day. Yeah. Like there's times in the system that are super busy that like.
What do you mean, Rick? On Mother's Day, I can't get a reservation at 7 p.m. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, you already can't get that for, you know, for Valentine's Day next year at Ruth Chris. It's
what do you mean?
Out,
I wanted a sunset.
But, you know, just like a restaurant, check with them last
minute. Yeah, totally.
There's cancellations all the time.
Totally.
And so we get cancellations and we get openings, or the fish isn't biting as well as we thought it would be. We'll have openings.
Yeah.
So just because we say we can't take that reservation doesn't mean we won't take your fish that day.
It doesn't mean no forever. It just means no, not right this second.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're saying there is hope.
There is always hope.
If Melanie's involved, there's always a chance. Yeah, that's all I know. That's all I know.
I heard candies and flowers.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, like
yeah, Melanie, of course there is. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, you're in.
Right. Bring it on. Exactly.
Hey, we had another great text come through. This was from Kaylee in Chula Vista. When I'm out on the boat, what do you think is better? Just or ice with a slush and slurry until we get back to the processor when we're out fishing? What's the best way for us to keep our fish that we are bringing into you? Let's draw the scenario on a day that you can accommodate, and I'm on my private boat, and I caught a big bluefin, and I want to bring it back in, like, primo condition to you, Sean. What's our best way to get you that catch?
Sorry. I would go with the slurry because it just covers the entire fish equally.
Mm-hmm.
Just plenty of ice. Keep it like a slushy, and you know, bucket or what, or a trash can, or however you do it on your boat, or if you have a well, fill it with water and as much ice as you got.
Those kill bags can be so great for that. You know,
yes.
I mean, if you're wanting to do the primo product and you're out and you caught your nice 100-pound bluefin and you can really take the time on your own boat and you can bleed it and gill it and gut it and get that ice and slurry, you know, like 3/4 ice and 1/4 water or something like that, where it's just that fish comes back solid. Now maybe one other question for you. We're in that same scenario. Is it better for me to drop that fish off to you that afternoon when I get in? Is it better for it to stay on ice in the bag for 24 hours? Like, in this perfect world where you have all the time to cut it, which I know doesn't always exist, but say that does, what's the best way for you to receive that fish for, like, primo end game product?
I would check with us the day you get in. Again, you just text us and see if we're taking in walk-ins,
mm-hmm,
for walk-ins. I would text us the first day you get back, and if we say we're full today, maybe we won't be full tomorrow. So then you're taking it, and it certainly doesn't hurt the fish to sit overnight. In some cases, it's better to, if it's so fresh, like just out of the water, it's better to sit a little while.
Let rigor mortis set in. Let that fish get cold.
Firm up. Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, great question, man. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
How about Jim? Jim calling from National City. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Melanie, Sean, Corey, and Rick, what a great show. I always love to pick up all the different tips. But what I wanted to talk about today was, fisherman processing goes far and beyond cutting fish and giving us great different smoked cheeses and rubs. I want to thank you guys for all you do for the CCA and for the Friends of Rollo, all the great donations at the different events, donating fish and rubs, sampling your great fish and fish tacos. But one other thing, you guys go way beyond just the fish processing. You do great things for the fishing community. And I also want to mention our good friend Jeff Roberto. I know I mention him a lot, but what you do for him, I know it's been a challenge with bluefin right now for him, but how Sean and Melanie have different connections with different commercial guys, and they get in touch with Jeff, and so it's been able to keep him supplied in some bluefin, so he can make his great pokeballs. But anyway, That's just an example of how you guys go above and beyond your service to take care of the fishing community. And hopefully I made my point. So anyway, thanks, guys, and another great show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll mirror that, too. You know, we do a couple of events throughout the year, our tackle days, a fisherman's landing, things like that. And we always have a raffle or a this or that that, you know, that benefits Friends of Rollo. Sean is just like an immediate, like, yeah, whatever you need, whatever we can do to help. You guys are so, yeah, you take care of the community, man. You're a big part of the fishing community, and there's just never been a time when there hasn't been an event that you guys have just always stepped up for. It's like an automatic yes.
Well, these are good causes, and, you know, they're important to the industry. Friends of Rollo and CCA, you mentioned, very, you know, important work they're doing.
Yep, no doubt. Well said. Well, hey, it was a great call. Appreciate it very much, Jim. Another text comes through. Hey, good morning, guys. I've never used a fish processing service before. What type of fish do you guys accept? Is it just tuna and dorado? What is the minimum fish limit that would be cost-effective? Can I just do one fish at a time, or does it need to be a full load? And lastly, do you guys offer canning? That's all from Tim in Carlsbad.
Minimum is one fish, basically. Yeah. And what's the other question?
What other types of, do you just do tuna and dorado?
Not just tuna and dorado. We do any kind of fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a problem.
And then lastly, canning was a question.
Canning's for tuna and for yellowfin or bluefin. But that's the only species we do canning with.
And how does that work? Is it a trade for can like the old days? Is it actually your fish that gets canned? Is it other fish of that quality that's getting like?
It's other fish of that quality.
Okay.
It's something we send out to be done.
Sure.
It's $5 a pound on the whole weight of the fish, and you're usually going to yield back basically what you would yield back in fillets and cans.
Mm-hmm. And this is like it's like a boutique style can. Like you're getting like long range RSW quality fish is going out and getting canned, and it might be like you said it best. It's your level of quality fish. It's not your actual fillet, but it's the same weight and same everything of the same quality that you're getting back.
Exactly.
And those style cans, Sean, are just so much different than the cheap bumblebee can of tuna you open up in the store. I mean, this is like a commercial style of home style quality. I don't know if I'm saying it the right way.
No,
but
you
like,
are. You are. We just call it gourmet just to separate it from a regular bumblebee, but it's done just exactly the way you would at home. You take the raw fillet, you put it in the can, and you cook it in the container. By doing that, all the omega-3 oils and fish oils that are so good for you
stay
in the can.
Yeah.
They don't drip off. And like a twice-cooked can, which this is called once-cooked, twice-cooked, all those omega-3, they just all drip off.
And so but then, to explain that, Sean, they cook the whole fish.
They cook the whole fish and then harvest the meat off the bones and put it in the can, and then you'll see spring water added.
But
that's to rehydrate it because it's dehydrated because it got cooked outside the can.
But let's explain that cleaner, because once they cook the whole fish and they pick and pull all the meat off, they put it in the can, they have to re-cook it the second time.
Yeah, retort. Yeah, they retort.
To get sealed.
And so it gets cooked twice. That's why it's called twice cooked. And
I mean,
what we're doing is cooked once in the can.
Who in the world wants a twice cooked fish?
Well, you know, it's...
Hey, you got to make a sandwich somehow.
But, I mean, once you have these, what I call gourmet cans, you can't go back.
It's not even close.
But that's why I'm emphasizing all this, because there is a huge difference in a once-cooked can versus the twice-cooked.
And there's a huge difference in the price, too, but it's worth it.
The quality is incredible.
Yeah, you're not opening a dry, gross can of
sawdust.
Yeah, no, this is a fillet that's inside of a can that's stable-ready forever. Yeah,
it's one chunk.
But, Sean, we could go into a Trader Joe's or some, you know, we can go into Dana Landing and see the Jack Webster once cooked albacore cans. Hey, just go price that and then price what you're doing, and it's a huge deal.
We also offer it in three different flavors as well.
What are those?
Olive oil, natural, and jalapeno.
What's the best?
Jalapeno.
Oh, really?
That sounds so delicious.
Yeah, I'm in on that for sure. We don't got a ton of time. Let's try and sneak in a couple more. Let's jump back to the phones, Corey.
How about Dan? Dan calling from Irvine.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I have a question for Sean, but Yeah, Maureen. I have a question for Sean, but first I want to say that easy solution, if you have too much fish, let them go. The fish don't mind being let go if you catch fish more fish than you need.
I'm a big advocate.
Sean, I really like using your services. I really enjoy it. But the one thing I would like, or would offer up as a possible suggestion, because I catch a lot of fish and sometimes lose track of them, is there any possibility you could put like a little date sticker on your packages, like 2002 or like 22 or 23, whatever the year is? Because you never know when you get to that corner of your freezer if that's 2017 fish or 2022 fish or whatever, because sometimes they get lost, and it'd be nice to be able to have. I'd pay for the stickers if you offer them at the store.
Yeah. I mean, it would just be another step in the process that would slow down our turnaround. And that's the real challenge that we have with doing something like that.
But if you had the stickers, you could buy at the store with a date on it. I'd buy a bunch.
Well, that's a thought, because, you know, we can always hand you a handful of stickers and you can do them yourself. That's a thought. Then that would be doable. But, doing it in the process would be a little bit challenging because it's one more step. We already spent a lot of time putting labels on bags. It would be another label.
And that might be a good one. I mean, to carry in the front office, just a roll of stickers, and yeah. Hey, you want to buy them?
Just every year, yes. Just buy the next year.
Use your Sharpie, and there you go.
I'm a Sharpie guy.
Yeah.
Mark all over. My stuff's got marks all over.
Most people handle that with a Sharpie. They just do it themselves.
Yeah. But a good call. Yeah, all good, Dan. I totally get it, and that is a great problem to have. Extra fish and extra harvest. And like I say, that's the beauty of the 5-mil, too. Like, that fish is still good. Like, I mean, it just is. Like, it keeps so well. Hey, not a lot of time. Let's try to sneak one more in there. How about Charlie from San Diego? Got a quick question for us, Charlie?
Morning, Charlie.
Yeah, hi. Glad to talk with you guys. Because
go ahead, Charlie. Got a quick question.
Fishing is where it's at. Now, my question is, let me turn this radio down, is simply, I live in the Midway District, and there's a couple of fishing processors around it are competing with you, and I'm just wondering how your prices compare. And I know you've got great service, and I know these other guys are working hard and making a living out of fishing too, but I'd like to know exactly how you compare with prices.
Well, we stay competitive. Okay? I think we are all pretty competitive. We all have websites. You can check out our pricing on that, because there's different levels of pricing. But, yeah, I'd check out all the different websites, and then you can see exactly what everybody's charging.
You said it best. Everybody's, I think, competitive with one another, but the beauty of you guys is you offer a lot of different levels of service. It might be a different cut. It might be a different bag. It might be a smoked. It might be a jerky. So, yeah, great question. Very much appreciate it. And with that, we're going to find out who's winning themselves a brand-new pair of Costas, Corey.
Yeah, we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Acabapta, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi. I'm Bart Hall, and I'd like to invite you to share your passion for outdoor recreation at the 75th anniversary celebration of the Hall Family Shows. Join us at the Bart Hall Show, February 16th and 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and the Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, international hunting and fishing lodges, hundreds of seminars, and a full day of real family fun. But while you're at our shows, you need to stop by the Coastal Conservation Association of California to find out what you can do to stop the unnecessary ocean closures within the California 30 and 30 campaign. It will restrict your access to sport fishing in the ocean probably forever. All we want as anglers is a voice in the process. Environmental extremists are shutting us out. Join thousands of other California anglers and become a member of CCA Cal. Check ccacal.org.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our first ever booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the all-new saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will feature the Shimano lineup of rods, reels, and lures like Talica reels, Terramar rods, and the Hot Current Sniper lures. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect Shimano setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, just talking shop and all this good stuff in between the commercials and just good times.
So busy. I can't believe how fast 2 hours flies by.
Man, so crazy, Rick. All the texts and calls, and we're going to have Melody.
Yeah, do us the honor,
Melody.
Melody,
flip the coin onto the table here.
Okay.
Oh, today's
texter.
Winner.
Very yep. Fitting for Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah.
The texter.
So our texter today winning the $300 certificate for Costa sunglasses is Jeff from Huntington Beach.
Jeff, congratulations. Nice. You're going to be stoked with those new shades. Sean, Melanie, can't begin to thank you guys enough. It's not easy to peel you away. This is like the busiest business on the docks here. So for you guys to take a couple hours and hang with us and talk fishing and talk shop, we really appreciate it. Man. This is
Thanks
a lot of fun.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, totally.
And just a reminder, everybody, we're on Instagram at The Real Fisherman's Processing. We have a website, fishermansprocessing.com. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube.
Great social follows. I really encourage everybody to do so. You guys do such a great job with the video, all the great information. And, again, if somebody's going fishing, make your reservation. One more time, give us a number how we do that.
Text us at 619-255-3128. We need your name, the boat you're going to be on, and the date you return. That's all we need. Confirmation right back to
me. Awesome. You guys did a fantastic job and can't wait. We will see you next week at PCS Show. Every day you're going to be there. We can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Rick.
Awesome. You guys.
Rick.
Hey, thanks for listening. A great time. And thank you for listening. Next Saturday and Sunday, another couple of great shows. Next Saturday, Captain Brian, Captain Ray, and Lori from the American Angler. The whole Angler family is going to be joining us. And the next Sunday, Captain Aliar from the Polaris Supreme. A couple of great shows coming for you. We're going to be talking tuna, talking fishing, and a lot of fun. That's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. And a big thanks to JP and Adam and Corey for keeping us on the air. We'll look forward to talking to you next weekend, 7 to 9, right here on the Mightier 1090.